Hey Ecoheroes, if you're keen to detox your home but want to know whether or not to include borax in your green cleaning toolkit, then today's episode is for you. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an ecoceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Okay, borax. It's one of those natural cleaning products that can divide a room. The caution keep out of children notification on the container, teamed with the childproof lid that even the man of the house struggles to open, only adds to the "it must be nasty, nasty stuff" worry passing through any concerning mum's mind. But is it toxic and on the no-go list, or can it hold its head up high in your green cleaning toolkit? To answer this question, it pays to take a look first at what borax is and where it comes from. So, what is borax? Borax is the common name given to the mineral compound sodium borate, sodium tetraborate, or disodium tetraborate. It's prevalent in nature as an evaporation product from seasonal lakes, where water-soluble mineral sediments concentrate and crystallize by evaporation. And it's also produced commercially from boron compounds. Borax isn't to be confused with boric acid, which is poisonous if taken internally or inhaled in large quantities. Boric acid is produced commercially when borax is mixed with an acid such as hydrochloric acid. It is also found in nature in volcanic settings, seawater, and even fruits. But back to borax. In its raw form, it's commonly used to clean and deodorize areas around the home without leaving strong scents. It's readily available and it's economical too, and you can just pick it up from your local supermarket or hardware store. Borax is also a common ingredient in commercial laundry, pest control, and even some personal care products such as tooth bleachers. So is borax safe? Well, that really depends who you ask. Borax has been widely used since the early 1900s and is reported to not be acutely toxic. Its LD50, which is basically the median lethal dose, score is tested at 2.66 grams per kilogram in rats. This means that a significant dose of the chemical is needed to cause severe symptoms or death in rats. Note that this lethal dose is not necessarily the same for humans. Borax has, however, had its reputation impacted by various organisations disagreeing on its toxicity status, and this doesn't seem to be going anywhere in the short term. So borax was first registered by the US EPA as an insecticide with restrictions in 1946. However, these restrictions were removed in 1986, 40 years later. A re-evaluation in 2006 by the EPA again studied the toxicity due to overexposure and found that the inhalation risks to the handler were not of concern, however cited the possibility of an irritation risk to children if inhaled. Note it mentioned this risk for when borax is used as a powder to clean rugs, supposedly due to the risk associated with children playing on the floor and having hand-to-mouth transfers. This report also noted that borax showed low acute oral and dermal toxicity in the study, however of more concern stated that some testicular atrophy and reduction in sperm production were observed in rats and mice. No notable risk was reported for the female reproductive tract, however increased fetal susceptibility were observed at doses that did not cause maternal toxicity. Since these findings were published, borax was added to the Substance of Very High Concern candidate list in 2010, based on the revised classification of borax as being potentially toxic for reproduction. This list is part of the EU regulations on the registration, evaluation, authorization, and restriction of chemicals 2006, which is abbreviated to the acronym of REACH. Borax is currently being assessed for addition to the REACH annex. If accepted, all imports and uses of borax in the EU will have to be authorised by the European Chemicals Agency and carry the warning, may damage fertility and may damage the unborn child. This addition is still under review and many submissions against its inclusion have been lodged. Okay, as scary as that sounds, it should be noted that both boric acid and sodium borate salt, so borax, are classified as not likely to be carcinogenic to humans under the current, which is 2005, agency guidelines for carcinogen risk assessment. Long-term dietary studies in the rat and the mouse didn't show evidence of treatment-related increases in tumours, and the available genotoxicity data do not indicate mutagenic potential. So basically, borax isn't likely to be carcinogenic to humans at all. Phew! So what does all of this mean in everyday speak, apart from letting men and pregnant women off the hook with housework? Basically, there's still some debate raging out there, not to mention the need for more toxicology studies to clarify the risks of using borax, particularly the risks on the human reproductive system. So if you don't want to wait until revised findings are published, because who knows when that will be, you can choose to either practice the precautionary principle, which is basically err on the side of caution and avoid borax until any potential risks are further clarified by studies, or you can continue to use borax, exercising caution to minimise any risks of exposure. So, you're probably wondering what my take on borax is, and I'm happy to share that with you here. So there's no denying that borax is a very effective cleaner and insecticide, and it's much less toxic than many commercial alternatives. While I use many homemade cleaning and pest control products that don't use borax throughout my home, there are a couple of applications where I've yet to find a natural product that outperforms borax. In particular, I find borax fantastic for getting stains out of active young boys' clothing and for killing ant infestations. When I do very occasionally handle borax for these purposes, I wear gloves, I refrain from breathing in the dust, yep, you got it, I hold my breath for the couple of seconds while I transfer the borax into the container I'm using, and I also do this when my children are either out of the house or they're in another room. I also make sure at all times that my container of borax is stored out of reach of children. Even though I can't break the childproof seal, I don't want to risk my clever Master 6 opening the container and having a snowstorm. And if I do have a small dish out to take care of ants, I also keep this away from small inquisitive hands. As for carpets, I use the friendlier sodium bicarbonate, otherwise known as bicarb soda or baking soda, as a deodorizer, so there's no exposure risk there at all for my children. If you're still unsure whether or not to use borax in your home, I'd recommend in the very least to avoid its use while pregnant due to the potential risk to the fetus, and invest in some decent ant-proof containers. So that's it for borax today. If you're keen to get your hands on my 10 must-have natural products for cleaning your home without harsh chemicals, simply go to lauratrotter.com/natural cleaners. You'll get your free e-guide there. And as a hint, borax isn't one of them. It's not in my top 10. So that URL again, it's just lauratrotter.com/natural cleaners. You'll also find the link below in iTunes in the show notes that you can click on and get that e-guide direct to your inbox. Okay, so that's all from me today. All the best with detoxing your home. Now go out there and help make green mainstream. See ya. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.